From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-S, how red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. At the dinner table, Archie flips through paperwork.
Bills. Oh, look at this. Got a receipt in here, 1957.
Michael walks in.
Hey, Arch.
Yeah.
Anything new with the strike?
It's getting older, that's what's new.
Yeah, well, you're lucky than a lot of people. At least when this thing is over, you got a job to go back to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, have you seen the latest unemployment figures?
I'm looking at an unemployment figure right now.
Wait a minute. I'm doing the best I can. I'm working.
Oh, yeah. Gee, I forgot. You got a job, $22 a week. Ain't that great? And Gloria's working, too. And your mother-in-law's working, too. Between all three of you, you're making enough money to keep us just a little behind. This goes on for another week. I'm going to have to run down to the bank and take out a second mortgage on the house.
Today's interest rates?
Listen, the high interest rates will come down when the inflation comes down. And President Ford promised to bring down the inflation no matter what it costs.
Yeah, I heard that. That was right around the time he asked Congress to give Nixon a few a few hundred thousand dollars to tide him over till June.
Well, you ain't got no heart in you at all. There's the poor man out in California. He's out of a job. He's got that big house to maintain at San Clemency.
The people in this country, huh, Arch? Ford promised no more secrets, no more surprises. What does he do? He turns around and pardons Nixon.
He's done that under direct orders, buddy boy.
From who?
God.
What?
You heard the man explaining himself. He was in shites. God said to him, before you go out and play them 18 holes this afternoon, I really think you ought to pardon Richard E. Nixon.
It would be nice if God could tell him how to fix the economy.
God don't think about the economy, you atheist dumbbell, you. God thinks about mercy and rare. Things like money and inflation. That ain't God's game. God leaves that to the exploits down here. There's the bell. Somebody probably coming in the door, and the first thing they got to see is you.
He opens the door.
Hi, Archie.
Oh, you stretch. What are you doing here?
Oh, I had to come this way. I'm visiting a friend in the neighborhood.
Yeah, who?
You. There's the classic. Never fails.
Come on in. Hey, I want you to meet my son-in-law here, Mike Stivic. Mike, this is the famous Stretch Cunningham, the funniest man in the world.
How are you, Stretch? Archie told me a lot about you.
Yeah, he told me a lot about you, too, meathead.
Michael nods and smiles at Stretch and Archie.
Thanks a lot.
Don't mention it.
Oh, no. Listen, you got some swell guy here for father-in-law. Yeah, me and him make a great team down the loading platform. Stretch and Arch. Put them together, you got starch. A couple of sticks.
Come on, Stretch. Oh, sit down. Yeah, but no, not in my chair. Sit over there. Well, what's new?
What's new? Didn't you hear what that dumb strike committee just done?
No, what?
Hey, turned down another offer without even asking us.
Oh,
I thought you gave him the power to negotiate for you.
Sure, to negotiate, but not to turn things down.
Not to turn things down. We had a perfectly good wage offer last week. But them young hotheads down there, they want to hold out for that escalator cost of living clause.
Arch, the cost of living escalator clause is the most important thing.
Why?
What good is getting a raise if prices keep going up?
Oh, yeah, and what if prices go down? That means the old escalator goes down with them, and that means that we got to take a cut? Not in your sweet petunia.
Not in your sweet, what was that?
Petunia.
Petunia, there.
Well, while you two flowers are figuring out the strike situation, I'm going upstairs.
You're wasting your time. She ain't home yet.
Michael pauses on the stairs before heading up.
Hey, listen, Notch, I'll tell you why I come.
Yeah.
A bunch of the guys don't like the way the strike's being handled, see? So they got together on their own to call a meeting for the whole membership. And when we do, they want the guys who think the right way, you know, like you and me, to be there. What do you say?
Oh, Stretch, you know you can count on me.
I can count on you. Okay? One, two, three.
He counts Archie's fingers.
What a witty guy.
Edith walks in.
Oh, hi, Stretch.
Oh, hi, Edith.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I had to come over this way. I'm visiting a friend in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Edith, will you hear this one, will you? Ask him who.
Who?
You. Oh, it works every time.
Oh, it's a classic. It's a classic.
Listen, I got to be going. Listen, I got to tell all the other guys about the strike, you know?
Oh, yeah. Listen, you're welcome anytime in this house, Stretch, because you are the funniest man in this world, barring none.
Yeah, they don't call me the Bob Hope of the loading platform for nothing, huh?
Stretch hurries out the door.
Funniest man in the world. You know we call him down at work, the Bob Hope. Well, you hide all that. Come
here. Hey, Archie. I just got home from work. Ain't you gonna ask me how my day was?
Oh, listen to this. How was your day?
Wait a minute. You left something out.
Oh, yeah.
Archie runs to order.
Oh, Edith, how was your day?
He kisses her cheek, making her beam.
Much better. I'm getting the hang of it. And today I used the cash register and made change for all the customers.
You won a cash register? Must have been a jackpot for the whole neighborhood.
No, I didn't make a single mistake. Mr. Jefferson helped me. Oh, my.
She sits in Archie's chair.
Hey, what are you doing, Edith?
I'm telling you how my day was.
But where are you telling me how your day was from? Oh, get out of there.
She quickly moves.
Mr. Jefferson was so smart. Don't make him out to be no Booker D.C. Washington. He does his clean clothes. Now, you was telling me about your first day in the store.
Well, when a customer.
And I don't want to hear no more. Ding dong.
What?
Ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
You sound like a bell.
Well, that's what I'm trying to sound like, Edith, the dinner bell. Don't that remind you of nothing?
Yeah, dinner. Did you remember the casserole?
I shoved it into the oven at 4 o'clock and threw the switch on.
Oh.
Gloria walks in.
Oh, hi, Gloria. Did you have a nice day?
The usual. How was your day?
Oh, it was so exciting. I used the cash register for the
ding
first
time. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Excuse me, I gotta get out.
Wait a minute. You don't have to jump every time he barks.
Oh, it's all right, Gloria. I know.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, honey.
How was your day?
Oh, fascinating. I used the cash register.
Ding, dong, damn it. Ding, dong.
Excuse me, I got it.
Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong.
How long has he been ringing like that?
Ever since he wanted his dinner. I'll help you, Ma.
Yeah, go help your mother, will you? Now, listen, big shot, it may be okay with you if your wife goes out and works, but it ain't okay if my wife goes out and works. Especially when a whole household falls apart.
Look, I know you're feeling guilty about being out of work and Ma working and all, but can I say something to you?
Well, can I say something to you first?
Sure.
Don't say nothing to me.
Come and get it!
They gather at the table.
You're gonna love this. It's beef casserole.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have some meat for a change,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, thanks to Mr. Jefferson, we're having it. He gave me an advance yesterday.
Never mind Jefferson's advance. It's just dish out the food here.
How's your tutoring going, honey?
Oh, I like teaching, but it's so hard getting through to this kid.
What's the matter? Is the kid dumb?
How would he know?
No, he's not dumb. He's just like Archie. He can't concentrate while he's awake.
This is delicious.
We were so busy today, I didn't have time to go out for lunch. Mr. Jefferson says he thinks I changed his luck.
Oh, don't say that.
He says Thursday is usually a very slow day.
You know, we were really busy today, too. And I like it that way, because when you're busy, the time goes by really fast, and before you know, it's time to come home.
That's right, Gloria. When you're busy you don't
busy,
even...
Busy, busy, busy. Can't we talk about something else but busy?
What's the matter with you?
I just don't want to talk about busy, that's all.
You never want to talk
honey,
about anything
honey,
anymore.
Honey, I think he's right. Why don't we talk about something else, huh?
Yeah, control your wife, huh?
Oh, okay, sure. Daddy, what would you like to talk about?
Anything, anything.
Can I use your lunchbox tomorrow?
Archie seethes and glares at Edith.
If I pack a thermos of coffee and a tuna fish sandwich, I won't have to worry about going out to lunch.
Let me out of here.
He gets up from the table.
Archie, where are you going?
I'm going down to Kelsey's for a beer.
But what about your dinner?
I just remembered, Edith. I ain't hungry.
For what?
Edith grabs her purse.
Do you want any money?
He bolts out the door, leaving Edith stunned and hurt. Edith sleeps in bed. Archie lies awake beside her. Archie looks to Edith, then turns on his bedside lamp. He sits up, but Edith doesn't stir.
Edith.
She remains asleep.
Hey, Edith.
He nudges her.
Oh, how come you're awake?
I don't know. Is anything the matter?
Yeah, I can't sleep.
Oh, and you want me to keep you company?
Well, as long as you're up anyhow.
Oh, all right.
I want to tell you that, I know I've been kind of mean to you the last few days.
Oh, I didn't notice nothing different.
It's just that I can't help it. You know, it's the way I was brought up. I mean, a wife out working there for her husband, that makes the husband look bad. And that is, you know, the what he called crotchety situation.
Oh.
But aside from all that, Edith, I got to tell you that between you, me, and the lamppost, you're doing pretty good.
Oh, Archie, thank you. Oh, my, you need a haircut.
You're telling me, but it's going to have to wait till it strikes over at $5 a throw.
No, it don't. I'll give you one.
You mean now in the middle of the night?
Yeah, you can't sleep anyway. Yeah. Here, you sit right down in this chair.
Yeah, well, all right, Edie. Go ahead, do your stuff. You know anything about cutting hair?
Oh, sure. Don't you remember? When Gloria was a little girl, I used to cut her hair.
Oh, yeah, she was the funniest looking kid on Union Street.
Look, I still got the scissors.
Oh, geez, Edith. Them look like they're for cutting little trees.
Just fine. All you gotta do is sit still.
Oh, don't worry. I ain't gonna move.
Now, how do you want it cut?
Without blood, Edith. Just give it a little trim up the back there. When you come to an ear, for God's sake, stop.
Oh, your bald spot is getting bigger.
That ain't a bald spot up there. That happens to be a birthmark. Even when I was born, I didn't have no hair there. Anyway, that's a sign of brains. You ever hear the old saying, grass don't grow in the busy streets?
And it don't grow in cement, neither.
Archie glares at her.
That's another old saying.
Well, the hell with the old sayings. Just cut their hair. There's one thing I can't stand is a Gabby barber. I never give him a chippy.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it puts me in mind the years ago. My old man, once a month on a Saturday, he'd get us all, the three of us boys, into a kitchen, I see. And he'd give us a haircut. One chair, no wait. And me being the oldest, I was always first, see? The old man used to warm up on me, so I got the lousiest haircut of them all. Boy, we didn't have much in them days. But we was only kids, you know, and so we didn't know it.
And we ain't kids no more, huh?
Damn right we ain't. That's the problem.
Edith leans against Archie. The next day, Archie vacuums the living room while smoking a cigar, carelessly knocking furniture aside. He flicks the ashes onto the hardwood, then vacuums them up. Putting down the cigar, he steers the vacuum into the kitchen like it's a car. George Jefferson does a double take at the window, then opens the door.
What are you doing? Vacuuming the linoleum?
What's the matter with that?
Don't you know that scratches the floor?
Well, I don't know about the linoleum over there at your house, but the linoleum we got here, that's the expensive kind that don't scratch. You don't find linoleum like that no more.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Bunker, because I know I ain't seen it like this since cotton picking days.
What do you want, Jefferson?
Oh, one of my employees, a Mrs. Edith Bunker, asked me to give you this shopping list.
What do you mean, shopping list for me?
Well, a woman's work is never done.
Funny, funny.
Well, look, my lunch is waiting, so
yeah, I'll... Wait a minute. How come you come home for lunch and Edith don't?
Well, I'm the boss, man. I takes all the time I want.
George leaves, and Archie tucks the shopping list in his pocket.
Anybody home? Oh, hey, Arch. What are you doing, vacuuming in the kitchen?
Don't be stupid. You ain't supposed to run a vacuum on the linoleum.
Well, what's the vacuum cleaner doing here?
It likes me. It followed me in here. And what are you doing home early?
Oh, I just had morning classes today. Hey, look what I got here. Jumbo salt pretzels.
Oh, look at that, a jumbo salt pretzel. Hey, that's giving you an excuse for a beer break here.
Hey, while you're there, get me the mustard, will you?
Yeah, sure. Hey. I ain't seen one of these here for a long time there. This is a good idea there, Mike.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
Michael spreads mustard on his pretzel.
Wait a minute. What are you doing there?
I'm putting mustard on my pretzel.
I can see that, but why?
I like it that way.
Wait a minute. You ain't supposed to eat it that way.
Who says?
I said. Mustard is for hot dogs or not. I ain't never in my whole life seen a human being put mustard on a pretzel.
Then you're in for a treat. Watch closely.
Don't keep doing it when I talk to you. You see the salt on the pretzel there? That means the pretzel's finished. Done. It's ready to eat. You ain't supposed to put nothing on top of the salt.
Arch, everybody has different tastes. You know what President Ford's favorite lunch is? Cottage cheese with ketchup on it.
What the hell's the matter with that? Ketchup goes with anything.
Then why don't you put some on your pretzel?
Of course, that would be stupid. And look at him here. He's still doing it, even though I tell him not to do it, he does it. I hope you choke on it.
Archie heads to the living room.
Hello. Oh, hi there, Stretch. Yeah? Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, meathead.
Yeah, what?
Get out here, will you?
What is it?
When your mother-in-law comes home, tell her I had to run down to the Union Hall. They're holding a special meeting down there.
What, is there a break in the strike?
No such luck. There's going to be a break in a few heads unless we get what we want. You got any money on you?
Yeah, sure. How much you need?
How much you holding?
About 15, 20.
Oh, that's enough. Here's a shopping list. Go get that. Do me a favor, huh? Just one favor. For the rest of the time that you're living with me in this house, don't never let me see you do that to a pretzel no more.
He leaves Michael eating his pretzel. Later, Michael and Gloria unpack groceries.
Gloria, will you look at this item? Yeah, look what it says. New and improved. Everything you buy now today is new and improved. What were we using before? Old and lousy?
Anybody home?
We are, Mom. What is it?
Look what I got, my first paycheck.
Oh, boy.
Oh, where's Archie? I want to show him Archie.
Ma, he's not here. He had to go to a union meeting.
What for?
I don't know.
Let's see it. Pay to the order of Edith Bunker, $63.28.
That's nice, Mom.
Congratulations.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo, whoop-de-doo.
Archie, look what I got.
Hold it. Didn't you see me doing a whoop-de-doo over there? You want to know what I'm whoop-de-dooing about?
Yeah, but I got a whoop-de-doo, too. This is my first paycheck.
Oh, wait, I got more important news
here.
The strike is over. Tomorrow.
That's great, Archie. Yeah. It happened all of a sudden, though. What happened?
Oh, us old hands made them young hotheads see a little bit of reason.
How'd you do that?
We shouted them down. Get away then, wedgewise.
Archie, did you get a good raise?
Edith, the 3-year contract for 15%.
Arch, what about the cost of living escalator clause?
Oh, come on. The hell with the escalator. We're on firm ground with a 15% raise. Now, don't make me mad. All I want to do now is be happy to celebrate. Edith, come on, get some of that beautiful Morgan Davis wine, yeah? Hey, the sky smiling at me.
Archie dances Edith into the kitchen.
Oh, boy.
What's the matter, honey?
I didn't want to spoil his happy moment, but he's not any better off now than he was before.
Well, of course he is. He got a 15% raise.
Oh, Gloria, remember reading in the paper the cost of living went up 12% last year?
So
next year it's supposed to go up another 8%. That's 20%. Archie thinks he's 15% ahead, but he's already 5% behind.
Michael.
Archie chases Edith with a drink tray.
Let's go. Come on. Here we are. Okay, pour yourselves a say when. Go ahead. Edith, I want to propose a toast to the good old U.S. of A., where everybody gets a slice of the pie. All you got to do... is do your work, and in the end, you get it.
That's right, Arch. That's where you're going to get it, in the end.
Clink, clink, and clunk.
He toasts Michael, and they all drink. Directed by H. Wesley Kenney. Written by Don Nickel and Michael Ross and Bernie West. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Associate producer, Gene Marcione.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer, Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Sherman Hemsley, George. James Cromwell, Stretch Cunningham. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.